And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm one of your hosts, Bill. And also with me this week is Anthony.
Hello.
And Anna.
Yep, that's me.
And that's everybody. That's how we roll.
Yes.
And
low turnout today.
Yeah.
We'll make the best of it.
We'll do. It's been lower.
It's been two. Yeah. Has it ever been one?
Maybe. Yes. There's one from forever and ago.
Did you do like a Q&A or did you just talk?
I talked for like 5 minutes and I was like, this is awkward. Goodbye, everybody.
Fun.
Yeah. So, individual does not work very well. But if you want to chat with us normally or help support the show in general, we have a Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired where you can help support us. Just vote by donating a dollar. It's appreciated. You also, we have other additional tiers. You can support and join us in our Discord chat and chat with us, or you can get access to the podcast early. It's released on Thursdays. Occasionally, if I get my butt into gear, it's on Wednesdays, but that's still earlier than the Friday normal release. So,
neat.
Lots of fun. Yeah. And depending on how many more people, more people sign up and all this, might start doing some, you know, live recording or classic episode available. Is you can't reach back all the old episodes.
Oh.
So we might make something, do something with that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I haven't listened to the old episodes either.
I did because I was there. I listened to them live and then sometimes later. But this week, we're going to talk about location-based
video games
on your cellular, on your mobile device.
What's on the chopping block today?
Well, there's always Pokemon Go.
Yes.
So I guess we could go over the classics that we've talked about and that lots of people probably know about. There's the highly popular Pokemon Go, which is good for walking around. You hatch your eggs, heavy on the walking, you know, heavily geared towards that. They've opened up making friends, sharing gifts.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can trade Pokemon now.
But you have to be close to each other.
You have to be close to each other for that one.
Yeah, they want you to.
They want the community feel.
Yes.
Which is fair.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's what they've always wanted. So,
which they've done that with other games.
Yeah, the other past Pokemon games.
Well, not just Pokemon. I mean also with Niantic or Google.
I was just meaning Pokemon in general.
Oh.
Because, I mean, ye olde Game Boy days, to trade Pokemon, you had to have a link cable.
So you really had to be close.
You really had to be close.
This one's at least 100 meters.
I mean, you could have had a 100-meter link cable. I don't know if it would work.
Would that work? Far.
You might have needed some repeaters, and I don't even know if those existed.
Isn't it only 12 meters for, like, USB?
Well, without good shielding, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's standing too far away from each other.
Eh. It'd work. No, it wouldn't.
Not so anyways. Nice. But with the other ones, like Niantic or Google's other games, Ingress, which you had this. So I played the game, and I've talked to other people who played it. It's fun to just go to, like, Pokemon, and just you have three different teams, and that's really, you just pick your color, and there's not a whole lot of backstory behind it. You just have your teams. Ingress, there was a lot of backstory. There's two teams. You can completely ignore the story and just go play, but they also have massive community events all around the world. Everyone comes to a central location and plays and takes over the city, and who can get the most. The backstory behind it is these are portals that are opening that aliens are coming to go through. You're either on the side that supports the aliens or on the side that is against the aliens. So what you do is you get like three locations or three portals linked together and you create this shield and you get people to think the way you do. So you're basically trying to brainwash as much of the world as possible, whether you want them to support the aliens or be against the aliens.
Off the top of your head, do you know, like, at one point, what team had the highest percentage of the world?
It's gone pretty well. There's been a lot of fun, and they especially when the community events happen, there's definitely a lot of major stuff. Sometimes, though, when, like, you do these triangles of connections, you can't do anything underneath. You can't make any more fields or anything. Mm-hmm. So even people on the same team don't care about it anymore. It kind of doesn't make it fun anymore. And the other thing also about Niantic, without Ingress, is if you can reach level 8 fairly easily. You can, and I think 16 is the top on it right now, but if you can get to level 10, you can submit portals. You used to be able to back in the day. Now you have to be level 10. It's not too difficult, but portals that you submit in Ingress turn into Pokestops and
do they gyms. Actually still turn into Pokestops?
They do. They turn into stops or gyms.
Did you test that?
I have correct information, trusted information. Okay. I'm not level 10. Let's go with that.
So if you don't have a stop or a gym next to you.
But there's something, and there's rules to these too.
Yeah, they have to.
It has to be unique building, unique business, art piece, historical, fire department, library.
Churches
have become very popular. They weren't initially, and they started to become popular because they're unique buildings, because a lot of churches have, you know, a very prettiness to them.
Depends on the church. If it's an LDS church, they all look the same. The new ones, at least.
Yeah. They all have.
Which is weird.
I know, they're prettier than normal buildings.
That's debatable sometimes.
I'm sure there's other churches out there that do the same stuff. But, so a lot of churches, you know, because so churches started becoming a thing too. I'm sure there's more rules to it. But basically the uniqueness, and you can get these submitted, and then you can start getting additional Pokestops or gyms in your area. Then there is, not too long ago, Jurassic World Survivor?
I think it was Survivor, yeah.
Came out.
I think I actually deleted it because I never opened it.
I know. Well, actually, going back on Ingress. Ingress is very much a driving game. Get in your car, go to your location, hit a couple, drive around, maybe minor walking, but yeah, heavy driving. Jurassic World, you can walk. You're not really hatching eggs, but it has multiple aspects to it, so you can plan out an area, go collect dinosaurs' DNA, go make new dinosaurs, and then take your dinosaurs and go fight other people and become better, have better dinosaurs. And then take your dinosaurs, you can actually evolve them into the other dinosaurs. So you can, you asked me before about that.
Oh, okay.
About evolving these dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
It sounds interesting. A little bit like Ark. I haven't played Ark, but Ted did play a lot of Ark. And just kept, like, getting the dinosaurs and feeding them certain types of kibble to make sure that, like, you can keep them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
That's the thing. Once you get your dinosaurs in this one, you can just, like, walk away from them. You're like, stay there in the cage. I don't care about you.
Same with Pokemon Go.
Yeah, same with Pokemon Go.
In fact, you can even grind them up.
Yep.
For candy. Yeah.
See, and with the Jurassic World one, you're just collecting more DNA of the same dinosaur. So you're just going to, like, you're just leveling your dinosaur. And then when you want to evolve them, you need different types of DNA.
That's kind of cool.
I had some people that I've talked to enjoy it a lot. It just, whether I didn't play it with enough friends, because I could see it that it would be in a social aspect to it. It just wasn't my cup of tea, I guess.
Yeah.
So I went back to Pokemon. I enjoyed the walking. Yeah. But I decided to do a little more research. I found more, especially with ones that have very recently come out. One of them was, there was this game that had an Indiegogo that got its funding way, way, way back in November 2016. A lot of people were comparing it to, like, Harry Potter. It was a You are a magician. Mm-hmm. You wander around, you know, because you could have the wand and you could flick your wand around and stuff like that. And the game's not that cool. I'll go with that. But it's still cool. Like, I'm still kind of like, you know, this isn't terrible. You can... But, okay, we'll go with this. The game finally came out. It had a beta, I think a closed beta release back in February. It's currently in open beta. It's glitchy-ish sometimes. It's very power-heavy as well. Like, I've had times where I'm like, this, you know, the game just takes a few extra moments to open.
And you can actually battle?
Yes. No, that's the thing. You can battle individuals. I have not... I'm going to have to get one of you guys to sign up so I can see how it is to battle. If I destroy you, I'm sorry. That just happened. but you have... The idea is, like, there's these sprites that are, wander around the game. And you actually see them kind of wandering around. So you could actually set in your one location and things will come into your little circle and you can battle them. That only works for so long because things stop wandering into your circle and they come like really close and they're definitely on a pattern where they're wandering around, and that pattern does not include your little circle. Oh, and this game, sorry, I should probably say the name of the game, is Magus? The mobile...
Magus.
Magus?
Magus. I don't know.
It's Magus. There's a link in the show notes spelling everything. It's fun. So what you can also... So to do the magic when you're battling against other creatures, there's this... You have your magic deck. You start off with two slots, and then you put things into it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually one for doing damage, one for healing. Because you need to heal yourself as you battle, because things will hurt you pretty well. And... Or they can. Then you, okay, you have to expand your book over time, your spaces. But what you can do is you can touch the symbol, and you have, like, X amount of magic heat. So, like, all magic spells create heat.
Okay.
What that does is that limits how much you can do. Because you only, when every turn, you recover a little bit, you cool down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But you don't cool down to zero all the time. So you have a limited amount of heat. Once you're maxed out on heat, you can't cast anymore. So if you push the buttons, it adds additional heat. Or you can draw the symbol on your phone, and it only does the minimum amount of heat that the spell requires.
Huh.
So it's fun. It's quite, you know, it is quite a bit of fun. Other features of this game is you can make spells. So you gather resources around the world too, and then you get your cauldron. You can improve your cauldron. You can make better spells with better materials, better cauldrons, better... they give you the first healing spell for free, and then you have to go out and buy the recipes for the other spells. I kind of sort of wish it was buy the recipe or figure it out. Yeah.
I didn't have to sign up. It just put me in, as far as I know.
Okay, that's the other thing. Magus, you initially start playing the game.
Oh.
Then you need to, after some time, you have to go back into your profile,
mm-hmm.
and link it to your... I'm sure iOS is probably have the same thing, but... And actually, you have the iOS, so you'll have to let mm-hmm. me know. But Google, you have to go back and link it to your Google account. At that point, it will save your game. If you don't do that...
It won't save it.
You uninstall it, you've just zeroed yourself back out.
Well, mine signed myself into the Game Center, so I think it worked.
It might have. You'll have to check your profile. Mine was... Whether I got into the middle of an update or something, mine wasn't working.
Huh.
Like, I tried signing into it. It said it wasn't saved. I wasn't signed in. I tried signing into it like 5 or 5 mm-hmm. minutes, gave up. But at least where the Harry Potter Niantic game is coming out in, I think, November, this is fun. I actually am enjoying this. You can wander around, collect materials, go battle creatures. you know, it's an interesting, it's interesting fun.
Yeah, looks fun. The video they have playing on it seems kind of interesting. If you just click on the,
if I click on that. Hey, look, there it is.
Yeah, there's the video.
Oh yeah, this is like their old. This has been this one's been out for a little while.
Well, that's the first time I've seen it. So
they used to have the idea of like you would get wands and you would, because you see how it is very Harry Potter based.
Yeah.
Appeal.
Yeah. But now they don't have wands anymore.
I don't think if they did, I didn't get it on. I thought I wanted to. I wanted to. I didn't. I was like, it'll be okay. Well, I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I admit, if I would have waited 2 years before anything happened,
you probably would have gone out of it.
Yeah. And also with this game, I forgot there is, you know, pay to upgrade faster.
Oh.
No, but unlike like Jurassic World, I kind of felt a little, you know, like I was hitting a wall. This one,
is it like Pokemon level or is it Jurassic World level or is it a nice middle or is it a middle ground?
I feel like it's a middle ground, because you could go to areas.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't walked around with it a lot, but I've walked around enough to know that you get levels for wandering. I forget if they call it wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
So you do get benefits for walking around and adventuring spots.
Okay.
This game also does yell at you to, if you have it open and you're a passenger or driving in a car,
mm-hmm.
it asks, are you a passenger? Just like Pokemon Go and just like Niantic does.
Okay.
And just like, I think Jurassic World does too, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should not drive and play these games.
Even though you can just click, yeah, I'm a passenger. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, and you have like 4 main classes to choose from. There's one that's super balanced.
So it looks like there's Druid, yes. Rogue, Warden, and Paladin.
Paladin is super magic and not super defendable.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one again?
Druid.
Druid is super balanced through everything. What's the third one?
Warden.
Warden is a heavy hitter. They're the tank, it seemed like. And then
Rogue.
Rogue was more assassin. More like, yeah, it had very good chance of doing critical hits. So that was their, yeah, that's their styles of the game. And the idea also behind this is you're supposed to, you know, where you're a wizard, you can see these things in the world. You're trying to stop them from breaking the veil into the human realm.
So is it augmented at all, or like augmented reality, or is it just on the map?
I've only been playing the map, but I have to admit, I didn't turn it on to.
Okay.
I turned off Pokemon Go because it.
Augmented. I don't have it on mine either because it makes it too hard to throw the Pokeballs.
Oh, it looks like they did get rid of the wand. They were not doing the wand, they officially said. It would have been cool. I feel like the game, like I said, I feel like the game is kind of power intensive. Like there's times when I'm like, I turn it on, and I've had games take some time to open up. This is definitely one of the longer ones, I felt like. At what time? Sometimes it's right up there. It knocks it right out. It's perfect. Other times, I've actually had to log back in. And I'm like, why?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it took so long?
It takes so long, or it logged me out in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I'll give it a play.
We'll try it out.
It kind of reminds me of World of Warcraft. Just the type of characters in there. Yeah,
I could see that.
And some of the magic.
I can see that too, yeah.
Especially, go back up.
Oh, the big.
That, well, it's just that one right there. Yeah. Well, no, that one. I guess it was more of the, on the video, the orc looking thing.
Oh, and you can do daily quests. I don't know how they work. Because they say they completed it and they're not refreshing on me.
Mm.
and they're not clearing out.
Oh, nice.
It's probably just glitch. But that's the other thing also I really do like about this game. They ask. They are very upfront. They're like, hey, is there's a glitch? Let us know.
Is there a way to submit in-game? Or
yeah.
Do you have to...
oh, you don't nice. Even have to leave the game.
Nice.
It's super nice.
World of Warcraft has that same feature. It's really nice.
Yeah. So I really enjoy it. Yeah, you can, you know, you can see the map. You have the circle around you.
Mm-hmm.
That you can wander around. You see your footprints on the ground as you wander. You have special clothing, make you better. You can improve your clothing, so you can have a clothing with quality of A. Gives you the best.
Do you know what company actually put out this game?
This one was put out. Says Magus Development Team in Copenhagen, Denmark. If I go back, where?
Okay, I wasn't sure if it might be Niantic.
No,
or
no, this
another...
is a totally different. Because even on the Play Store, is it still the same one? It's Mawa. Is the company name? Yeah, I bet that's the same as the other one. That.
Yeah, iOS says the same thing.
Mawa. So they're Mawa, I don't know, or Magus, you know, because like their Indiegogo said Magus Development Team. Yeah.
Cool.
So there's that. That's, you know, yeah, actually, so Niantic is very, and Google, you know, their next one is the Harry Potter game. They are releasing. That game, and there's quite a bit. I think it's like, yeah, Wizards Unite. So this game won't be out for, like I said, until November, I think is what I last read. And it's, you know, so it's going, you're going to pick your wizard, probably your wizarding class. They really haven't got a whole lot of information behind it right now, but they are working with WB for the rights for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you go to Universal, there's probably gonna be something huge behind it,
like at the park.
Yeah,
probably,
absolutely.
Oh, like if you have it open while you're at the park.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like it's already fun with Pokemon Go or some of these other location based games.
Yeah,
because there's these events there,
and they all have like portals.
Oh,
or
yeah, they all have portals.
Nice.
So this could be even more fun.
Yeah, it could be. Because the Harry Potter area on
in Universal?
At Universal is just... That was one of my favorite areas at Jurassic Park. Because yes. It's just so...
Did you ever...
So styled.
Ride the train?
The train.
Hogwarts Express?
I don't know if it was open.
Oh. I did. So we rode from the castle side mm-hmm. to Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
I'm going to have to go again to try that out.
You have to buy a ticket for both parks when you do it. But yeah.
I mean, it's just like the park hopper, just like Disneyland.
Yeah. Worth it. see. Another game. It just came out like I think what the 16th?
The Walking Dead.
No, sorry, that's the 12th.
Not that one.
It came out on the 12th.
Okay.
It literally just came out like a week ago.
About a week ago, yeah.
So unlike the other one, which has been out for a little bit, but, you know, just still working its way, which it's gotten better. If you're like, reading their updates on the Magus, they've gotten way better. Walking Dead, it's glitchy. It's in beta-ish. It's put out by Next Games. They made another Walking Dead game and Compass Point West. This is a fun game where you also can team up, where there actually is currently a Geeks Are Wired team that you can go hunt out and find if you want to join. And you can send up flares, which means everyone can come to your location and hunt zombies. Sorry. Just throwing your laptop around.
Jeez.
Luckily, their game is way better than their website, because their website's like, go get the game, watch the trailer, and all this. I'm like, eh. But the game's fun. You can... So you have these events around you. You have to save survivors. You build a fort. or a base, so you can put your survivors somewhere. You clear out hordes.
So there's some quests.
There is, yeah.
Ooh, there's a chat system.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Oh.
it's interesting. Looks like you can share stickers too.
With that type of game, do you wander around?
Yes.
And do they have portals where you pick up items or?
There are drops. They reset every 15 minutes, I think.
Also, so you said there's portals.
Well, are there's drop spots.
They're drop spots. Are they different all the time or?
They have consistent energy and grenades and cards. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you collect cards.
Not like, I mean like location wise.
Like.
Oh, yeah, they stay in the same location. Huh. Right. I'm trying to think. Did they move recently? No, I'm pretty sure they stay in the exact same location.
Hmm. So if you need to pick up something else, then you can go to the same spot.
Yes. Like you might get something else. It's a total toss of the dice, random what you're going to get. You don't expect anything great out of them, usually. You're going to get... And it is still... Also, if you end up playing here soon, they are having a... you get packages... Or they're giving you packages. You get to spend your in-game coin that you get instead of the money. Because they still do have the sales like, hey, get our special character, which you can earn in the game too. But they also have these like mini... a lowered amount of coins, in-game coins that you can get to have the... Welcome. Thanks for joining the beta. Thanks for joining or being early access to this.
I could see that game as being like something where you would fight and then you'd have hit points.
Yep.
And then you'd get items to be able to heal.
You basically, when you lose, you die. Your people end up having to... Because you can go into battle with like Michonne or whatever. They set out and they have to heal for X amount of time. You can jump right back in. So you, even though you got hurt, you taking the hit isn't the thing of the game. You're everyone else, your survivors taking hits and your companions taking hits is what is a problem. You having going through your energy too fast is a problem. I've actually run out of energy once. It took a while, I have to admit. Like I was just burning through stuff.
Did you die?
I have died.
Do you respawn in the same spot?
Yep. I meant my physical location.
So yeah, where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you die from a horde of zombies, is that horde of zombies is going to be there when you respawn?
Yeah, it's still there. Oh, no. I respawn. Like, I'm standing back at my normal location.
Yeah.
Do you lose items if you respawn?
I did not see any loss of items.
What about XP?
I did not see any loss of XP.
All right.
But like I said, my companion that went in with me, they were out for a bit. They had to heal.
Hmm.
And you still keep the same character. It's just a moment where you have to just kind of sit and heal.
They have to sit and heal. I can jump right back in. But now I have to jump in with a different companion if I want to go play. And plus, I did use energy to go into that fight. So I am using more energy again.
Oh.
Okay. But if you're not around anyone, then you'd actually go in and fight on your own then.
Yes.
So if you actually want to actually defeat
something more powerful than you, either level up more or you guys have to download this game too, apparently. I'm asking so much from you.
I'll have to download it.
I'll give it a shot.
But so also I did experience the flare. You get a flare, you shoot it up and you jump to their location and you can start clearing out stuff in their area. So it's fun with that. This is definitely also one of those games that's kind of like, because if you create a base, you're going to more likely create a base close to your house. If you ship a flare close to your house, that means people see where you are at. So you kind of have that. There's a little bit of that too. Like you people, this seems a little extra intrusive for random people in the area, just seeing where bases are and things like this. You might not know who somebody is, but you can go, oh, this is, you know, there's people who play around here.
Nope, I did right.
I think I have you. Yes.
Okay.
And it was that one.
All right. Well,
we were just changing our mics around. Well, that shouldn't be doing anything now.
No, I know.
Oh. Are you talking about
that one? I want the stand.
Sweet. Okay, take the stand away. Anna, you should talk to her. I want to make sure I didn't screw up mics.
I think mine's working.
Yay, everybody's mic is working still. It's always nice that you're in a podcast recording.
Yeah.
No. Everything stays working.
Yeah.
So, also, I wound up watching the trailer on this. It got me into it. The Walking Dead world. Supposedly, you can play... You can see the world in this one as well. So this is supposed to be AR as well. Again, I don't play as AR because I'm more annoyed with it than anything else.
This one might actually be okay. Depends.
Actually, I think the magic one would be okay too.
Yeah.
Or Magus.
If it exists.
Magus. Magus?
Magish.
Magus. Well, like a mage.
Mage?
Magus.
Mage-us.
We're just going to keep on botching that name.
No, Mage Us, because, you know, Mage, and then Us, because, you know, community.
Ah.
I don't know.
Us. A couple Us.
And it even has the dash over the S, indicating it's long.
It looks like Magus to me.
That's probably Magus.
Yeah. Magus. Probably... We should actually get a hold of them, maybe, and be like, hey, how do you pronounce your game's name? Or maybe I should, like, listen to the video. I bet they totally pronounce it in the video, just normal. But it's also like looking at Niantic. You're like, how do you pronounce that even remotely?
So are all these games, including The Walking Dead one, ones that you have to save, like, to Google? Or are they any different? Do you know?
I think The Walking Dead one, you can link it to your Facebook account. I have to go look at my phone again. I've been playing these games a little too much lately. My phone's a lot dead.
Yeah.
That's the other thing also. I'm gonna stick with Magus. You guys can call us wherever you want. I feel like that one drains the battery the worst. Like, and it could just be the happenstance of it. Like, I'm playing along and suddenly my battery's like, yeah, I hate you. I'm like, and it just happens to be the game I'm playing at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but you're stupid. Why?
So you guys talking about, like, what sign-in capabilities they all have?
Yes.
Okay, so on Magus, it offered to let us sign in on iOS. You could sign in with the game thing, the Game Center thing that they have. There's a Facebook thing, and then there was another thing.
Okay, maybe that's what... Maybe there's that one, the three logins.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the Game Center one, it's the Google Play.
Probably, yeah.
That means, so that's Magus.
Which means if you switch platforms, all your progress is locked to the other one unless you use Facebook or an email, I'm thinking. I could be wrong.
I also may have mixed up the games that you had to link it to. It may be the Walking Dead one then that I was having issues with. It is. It totally is.
Oh, okay.
The Walking Dead one, you have to go into your profile after you've played it for a while. And then you have... Because if you don't do that, you will lose all your progress.
That's weird.
I'm currently playing games that are much, much worse.
Oh, I'm sure, but...
So have you. I got you into them.
What one?
Sword Art.
How is it much worse?
You have to... go in, save your game at the current moment, they give you a code, and then you can transfer it somewhere else. Otherwise,
that's fine, I think.
I want to be able to uninstall it at any point and then jump back into it later.
They don't save it on the server?
No, you have to tell it to save at the moment.
Oh.
Okay, so I don't have any ability to do AR.
Interesting.
On The Walking Dead.
So it might not be a thing? Or is it supposed to be a thing?
The video makes it look like it's a thing.
I'm going in and logging into it, and it seems to say that there is
on
at the beginning. But
Magus or on?
On The Walking Dead. But
you both have iPhones, too.
I'm not.
No. I'm the only one that has one.
I have a Samsung.
Oh, yeah. You changed. You came to the proper group.
Hey, now. I enjoy my iPhone.
I had mine for too long. I had mine for over the last 4 years.
Yeah, so you, to save your game, you have to link it to your Google account.
Huh.
After the fact. At least on Google.
On The Walking Dead?
On The Walking Dead one, yeah. If you don't do it, if you uninstall it, you lose everything.
Installing.
Yeah.
It looks like The Walking Dead provides a tutorial.
Yes, they both do, actually. Yeah. And they're both pretty good. You're making me, like, go check out my... Oh, yeah, see? It logged me back out. The Majors game did. So I have an email.
Okay, Apple. The email one must be just a normal email, which I think I might use. Because I don't like signing in with Facebook. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm usually just giving Google
a lot of the apps, like in the back in the day, every single time you'd sign in with something, it'd post something that you just signed in with this onto your timeline. And it was like, why? And then people know that you were doing stuff you probably shouldn't have been.
See, I also get that. You know, I'm a passenger. The GPS seems to be a little, you know, you get to double your reward. It's always nice to, you know, so it is very ad-based, too. So you can, like, double your rewards, your daily logins, or your whatever else by watching the videos for other games that you can literally just, like,
that looks like Samurai.
I don't know. It's a video they wanted me to play. Most of these, I hit play.
And then don't watch.
Yeah, I might look at them once in a while, especially when I've seen the same ad for the 20th time. This one is actually new. Probably still not going to ever get it. They work once in a while, but I'm like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's The Walking Dead. Is there another one you would like to talk about?
There was.
Was it the...
Domination Earth?
So I was scrolling down on this one. I'm just going to jump in. It says collect real world materials.
Yes.
That's like scanners.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember scanners?
I play scanners.
Oh. Scanners, you would just like, it was like a little handheld device and you would scan barcodes and then you get monsters out of it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Same idea.
This was much, much less impressive, I'll have to admit.
Well, I can imagine.
But see, you know, you can see my character wandering around with the steps. And I click on things and collect resources. Or is that a fight? Oh, that's a fight. Yep, I know. But to scan... we're back in the other game. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Domination Earth.
Domination Earth.
I don't even think I have a barcode in here. Do I? Because you can literally use any barcode. Do we have a barcode? Hey, look, I found a barcode.
Hey, look, a barcode.
Hey, look, we found barcodes. There's lots of barcodes
in here. There's barcodes on everything.
I know. So I take it and I scan. Where's the barcode? Scan. And I have 7 charges. You get like 10 a day. So I scrap item and I scan it and it goes, I like it, I hate it.
You don't have the whole thing.
Well, it depends on which one I'm trying to get. Let me get
that's a good point.
Because it works on some things. It doesn't work on others. It worked on that thing. You also can scan the same thing, or you only can scan the thing once within 24 hours. So out of that, I got 5 gold.
Is that bad?
That I need 300 to build a barracks.
Oh.
That's the problem. But I was actually scanning like all my comic books last night. It was quite entertaining.
Getting anything good?
I got like 7 gold.
Ooh.
Are some worth more than others?
It seems like it. I've gotten as low as 1 and as high as like 7.
There's probably... Or there may not be, but you could have a repository online with just pictures of the barcodes.
Well, actually, I totally forgot about this. They have them on their website.
And is it going to work?
Yeah, their website has books, toys, DVDs, soda, cans, and it says almost anything.
Becomes crafting materials or a source for crafting materials. Working. It might be because they're too close together. You may not be able to actually scan them. Like, they may have those blacklisted.
Which is stupid.
I don't know.
No, stupid. If you're going to put it on their website. Because you can scan way more. Well, that's a big soda can one, I have to admit. Because I scanned a soda can earlier today. It was not that big. Yeah, these are not working on their website. either it's because it's the reflection off the screen or something else. Yeah, that's not working. Oh, no, I just had to turn around and, like, start scanning, like, other things.
Everything. Scan all the things.
Yeah, look, there's another thing. Oh, no, baby.
So you collect everything from your real world?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
In your collection?
That's worthless.
Bill, people can't hear you.
Worthless.
There we go.
I tried to scan a Kleenex.
So anyways,
box.
You can capture real world stuff. What else do you do in this game?
So you create a base. You can become friends with other people in the area.
Does the base have to be near you?
They recommend it to be a place you commonly go to.
So is this one also kind of privacy issue for you?
This one also has the privacy issue of somebody goes, hey, there's a base here. Guess what? Somebody probably lives here. So,
hide your
obviously,
stuff.
Well, obviously, there's still the, you know, the base can be big and cover a large area. So, you have plenty of houses and things to it could be covering. This one's probably a little bit better than, like, the Walking Dead one for random people. Because I guess the reason also I'm annoyed with that one, with the idea, is because with Ingress Days, there were people who slashed people's tires.
Yeah.
Google ended up, like, banning accounts and doing some massive stuff, but I would like to not have my house egged or my tires slashed just because I built a nuke and launched it at your base.
Does it tell you who launched it?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Oh, no.
Well, at least, especially if you put up, like, a satellite tracking system, I'm sure mm-hmm. you can probably tell who it came from.
Yeah, probably.
And also, if you're, like, one of the two in the area, I bet you could figure out who it came from. There's not a lot of people around me.
You got a whole two houses.
There's not a way to
see. Oh, can you actually see?
No.
But inventory scanners. Of other players.
That's what scanners
right?
were.
Oh. That kind of looks fun.
Anyways, sorry.
There's what?
You can't see the inventory of other players, just whatever they erect or build,
yes.
right?
They're what they've called their land, who the owner is, what their level is, what it is. So like, I see that they have a missile launcher there, so you can see their bases and everything. But this one's also fun because you can go around and you can set mini bases to help collect resources, or you can wander around and just press the collect button, and if there's resources within the area, it collects the resource. But you can make larger bases elsewhere, away from your main base. The good news is your main base cannot go below level 1. It is permanent forever. Also kind of so-so about that. But you can then start creating more.
So what happens if you want to get rid of it?
I'll figure that part out when I decide to stop playing the game.
Okay.
Because I'll admit, this one's fun. I'm not sure how long it's going to stick. Because this one does remember I talked about the old, like, the great land grab from back in the day.
Oh.
This one kind of reminds me of it. It's kind of fun. There was another one. I found a few others where you can, like, walk around in circles and create, if you close, like, if you walk around the block and you close up the circle,
mm-hmm.
you claim the block you walked around.
So what happens if multiple people do it with you?
You can have friends
mm-hmm.
that do it. And they will...
Does it claim it just for your base?
Well, it probably claims it for your team.
Oh, I see.
That one didn't make it very far, actually. Now that I'm looking it up, it's gone. I don't even have my phone anymore.
What one?
That one I was talking about.
The Great Land Grab?
No. The Great Land Grab was you went and you ended up in an area and you bought
yeah,
the
yeah.
land.
Yeah.
The other one was you walked around in a circle and you claimed the area. It's a new game. Well, not a new game. It's a recent... It's a current game on phones.
After something's been claimed, is there any way to actually take over or reclaim?
Yes. So people can walk in your... If you don't set up a fence around your area, your border, you will lose it. You can lose it. Let's see. There we go. Reason. You can lose it if you don't get... Or, but so you can set up... hit walls around your area to help protect it. You can set up walls or certain types of materials in your area that ends up destroying other people's walls or lands when they try to take yours over or walk with inside yours. Because this is a game. This that one is definitely a walking game that you end up playing, or that you walk around a lot. Like, I didn't even try the driving. I see the walking, like, you end up hitting these larger areas. I'm sure on a bike it wouldn't be so bad, but a car. And that was the other thing, is there was, like, nobody around here that played. So it was basically going to instantly be very boring. Because that's, like, playing Ingress back then. If you don't have competition, it's a boring game.
Because you can claim it all.
Yeah.
And then there's nobody else to take it over.
Yeah.
And then with Ingress, that actually hurt you, didn't it?
Yeah, you couldn't level anymore. You stopped. This one, I guess you could compete against, you know, there's a little bit of world competition with it, but... Mm-hmm. We'll have to hunt down that.
Now, at that point, you create a second account.
Ah.
And then go over it
and
again.
And hope you don't get banned.
Eh.
That happens.
Creating multiple fake accounts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something is banned. Or destroyed. I can't find the game. It was boring. It didn't last. It didn't even last the day. I was like, this isn't going to work well. But yeah. Well, we actually covered quite a bit for these
right
location-based games.
The great location debate.
Yes. So, I'm still looking forward to Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter one should be fun.
The Magus. We'll call it that. I'm sticking with that until I...
Harry Potter Jr.
Yeah. Harry Potter ripoff.
Or is Harry Potter rip off of it?
We'll just call it, let's see, what is the witch one? The worst witch rip off.
The worst witch rip off?
Harry Potter is the rip off and the worst witch.
Huh.
Period. Go watch the Netflix show. It was an old movie, which is an old book. The current show was based off of the books. Oh my gosh, it is a badly done Harry Potter. And it's...
It came out first. So.
It came out like 20 years first.
Well, then that's why.
It was still popular.
Yeah.
We're talking the 70s and 80s.
So, at the time, what other better stuff did they have that was like it, though?
Magic? Or like you're with magic or mages and
yeah,
wizards
like for the for the movie.
Wait, what do you mean? Like with Harry Potter? You're talking about Worst Witch?
The Worst Witch. You said it was a movie.
It was a movie. It had...
It had Tim Curry.
Yeah, it had Tim Curry. The great Tim Curry.
No, what I'm getting at, though, because you said it was really popular, right?
It was.
It was.
So there was nothing else around the time that really to compete with it that I know of.
HBO had the series for a while.
HBO or Netflix?
I thought, because, like, Netflix has the current one, but, like, if you actually look at the old series, there's actually an old series that
there was.
Worst Witch.
Yeah.
And so if you want to go back further, you can actually go watch that from HBO. I'm not sure if they might have that in...
Yeah, that was a it made like one season. It was like a British show.
Right. It's a British show, and I watched a few episodes when it came out back in the day on HBO. But it was on HBO originally. The new one that's on Netflix has one of the characters from Game of Thrones as the main character of the series.
Oh, there's also a Netflix series.
Yeah, that's the new one.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Right, there's the new one, but then there is an actual movie called The Worst Witch in the World. And
what's The Worst Witch?
The Worst Witch in the World is the movie with Tim Curry, right?
Just The Worst Witch.
Okay.
From 86. Also, it has, who else? There was something else. Oh, I'm totally gonna botch your name. Never mind. But it just has some. It has other popular people.
That one, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that either. No, I'm not even gonna try.
She's from The Craft. She actually played in that.
Oh, are you talking about Fairuza Balk?
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Name.
Yeah, it's Fairuza Balk.
Okay.
There you go. Like, I'm just gonna destroy this name.
I'm not even gonna try.
You know Tim Curry, right?
Yeah. The name sounds familiar, at least.
And Charlotte Ray, who was really popular for, like, she played on some, like, show back in that time period. It was super popular. The Facts of Life. It was a great 80s show. I loved that show when I was younger. Back in the day.
All right.
So, it's a Worst Witch ripoff. We're going to go with that.
All right.
We just sidetracked so hard. We should probably just like end the episode now.
No, we got other things.
I don't think we have anything.
You don't think we have anything?
We got.
We still have a whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to touch on.
Look, I didn't even move things over. Let's see. We got that. We talked that.
We didn't do anything else.
Oh, wait. Ingress. Wait. Did I have? Yeah, I did. Ingress. Speaking of Ingress, is going to get an animated Netflix show.
How? Okay. I
was like, well, one, Netflix is accepting anything that comes across their table. And two,
I forgot
you take
there
a computer
was lore.
And
No. That's not what I meant.
So you didn't mean how. You meant
yeah.
What's it going to be about?
So it's a TV show based off of a game.
Yeah. Ted's going to love it.
So the does the same rule hold true for TV shows as it does for movies? Where if it's a movie based off a video game, it's going to suck all the time.
Okay, we're talking Netflix TV show, so which means it could basically be a movie.
Right, but Netflix is allowed to... Okay, it's animated. Okay,
are you talking about in Ted's way of rolling out movies?
Yeah, because if it's a movie based off a video game...
This game series or whatever it is, yeah, Ted would not be into it because it is actually based off of a video game. Just think about Super Mario Brothers when it came out, or any other movie game.
Anything that was based off of a real video game. Wreck-It Ralph does not count.
Not shows turned into games. So, they might actually be making a sequel game off of Ingress called Ingress Prime.
Huh.
2 with this. Or maybe that's just it. No, that's just it. It's called Ingress Prime. Ingress Prime is the name of the new show.
Okay, and then it's going to be animated then.
Yeah, it's still animated.
So I think I'll probably watch it because I usually like Netflix's animations. They're done well.
There's not a lot behind it right at the moment.
Probably not, but the artwork looks good. It's got flashy colors, green and blue.
Oh, look, there's a website.
Ingress Prime. Change is coming.
Ooh.
And you said Ingress is the one that they are trying to save from alien invasion?
Yeah.
It depends on which team you're on.
Oh, yeah.
The other way around.
You either are aliens are bad and they're only here to destroy us, or your aliens are here to give us, you know, better technology and... give us a great cookbook to serve man. Yeah, there's a YouTube. Their website's actually kind of super basic right now. But I'm excited.
Does it have a release date?
Said November-ish.
There you
also,
go.
This looks like a... What? Is this a new game?
No, that is... Okay, this that you're seeing, mm-hmm. that not the listeners are, because, you know, we have great video.
Yeah.
This is what Ingress looks like.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now. What so it's pretty. Always looked like. Like, there's... What happens... That's why Ingress is a super driving game, is you have to drive around and collect these little dots around the map.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
fill up
that.
Your bar that gives you energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, this one on this other picture might be... something new.
Yeah, it looks shiny
and
flashy.
Oh, no, there will be a
new game?
Seems like it.
Or maybe it's just a reskin. I don't know.
Give people a modern, more beautiful... And I think I could also see them trying to get people back into it. Because, like in this area, you can... You know, imagine walking up to a Pokemon gym going... Mm-hmm. Mine, like mm-hmm. not even battle anything, just going mine,
mm-hmm.
and then your Pokemon
it just stays
never
there.
Returns to you,
so you never get the money.
Well, in Ingress, that's the idea, is you need to hold this portal uh-huh. longer, but that means you're not leveling again.
Yeah.
So you could literally just like mine, and that's where like way back in the day when you know years upon years ago when Ingress came out,
mm-hmm.
it was like that, and it was nice to have the competition. And then, you know, there was times when it kind of sucks. And bigger areas, it kind of sucks sometimes. And to level better, you need to be that. And I'm wondering if this is another thing, too. Because it used to, Ingress topped off at, I think, 6. And then it topped off at 8. And then they pushed it all the way to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were trying to get, because they wanted people. Actually, no, I think it's always been 8. So it was 8. People got up there really, really fast. Actually, some people even made it from level 1 to level 8 within one day with people's help. Because, hey, if I weaken this thing for you, you take it over.
Mm-hmm.
You build it up, everything else. You start getting mass amount of points. You can hit level 8 within 24 hours.
Okay.
Or less.
Yeah.
You just need all the help.
Mm-hmm.
If to get past that, it requires a lot more time. A lot more time. And I might have to go look at the Ingress Prime now. But there's going to be... I was excited about the video.
The animation?
The animation. I am slightly excited about a new Ingress game. I don't know. And this stuff... Because they even started micro-transactioning Ingress. You know, it's not bad. I mean, it's just like mm-hmm. become better. Before it was, hey, you're playing this game so we can... I knew that I was a beta tester for a future game. And the future game was called Pokemon Go. To be followed by Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
I like your email. I can't say it out loud.
Yeah. It's a great one.
It's actually better than I thought it was. I thought the U was an I.
Ah, there you go.
So it's a... Not quite as obscene.
Ah, there you go. No, it's obscene.
Is it?
It is obscene.
Is it?
I'll have to tell you after the show.
Oh, gosh.
The listeners will never know. Never know. But now we've...
It's like the... What was the bubblegum joke? What is that?
Huh.
No, the joke that you'd spent like 5 minutes telling.
Oh, ping ping pong balls?
Oh, yeah. That. It's like that.
Except for the listeners know.
Do they?
I told it. It was the day you were not here. It was my closing words.
You,
yeah.
No.
My famous last words, one episode.
You cut it off.
No, I didn't.
You did. No.
That is exactly how that joke ends.
Okay.
Didn't it take about 15 minutes?
No, I think that was the day that was just me and you.
I was here for that.
Yeah, she was here.
This was the group that we had.
All right.
I can tell it again. You want to hear it?
No. All right. I don't think they want to listen to 5 minutes of you ranting.
I know, I've been ranting.
Even though we've been ranting for 57 minutes at this point.
I know. This has basically been me talking about mobile games. Okay. Can I pick something?
Prime Day?
Prime Day.
Since it's relevant?
Prime Day.
And won't be relevant next week?
It happened.
Yes, it did.
It was a day and a half of Amazon's...
servers being down.
Well, at first it was a day and a half of them going, we are going to sell Amazon products and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock Mountain Time came around. 1 o'clock Amazon servers went down. I had everything from blank pages to sad puppies, depending on how much I could get through.
Oh, I've got the sad puppy pictures before.
I got lots of sad puppies. I got repeating pictures of the same sad puppy.
Aww.
I was maybe even sadder. Couldn't even rotate through the sad puppies.
It's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Well, yeah, it got better. You were able to get back. They had some deals. If you were after stuff previous, it was worth it. It's going to be the same, because they're put... And Google saw the competition. They jumped on it. Obviously not doing Amazon, but they were doing their Google Home
Google
Minis
Day.
And all that for super sales. Walmart, one of their retailers they work with, they had I think buy a Google Home Mini for like $30 and get like a $30 gift card, Walmart gift card. So it actually came net profit, technically.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that back in like the holiday season
mm-hmm.
that you could get spend $30 on a Google Home Mini. You could get up to two of them that way. You would get a $25 Walmart gift card. And if you went through Google Express, you would get like an additional like $15 off or $25 off for orders. I think it was $25 off for orders over $50, which meant you paid like, was it, that comes, what, 55, no, 30. So you paid $60 down 50 or 25. So $35 for your order, plus you got like $30 or $50 worth of gift cards.
Which makes people think that, you know, the Google Home Minis are way more money than they should be.
Oh, come on. So are the Echoes. They all are.
Yeah, they are.
Every last one of them. That's why I have only bought one, and I've gotten some free ones. My Echoes. I paid for one. I got a free one. I'm planning on getting another free one.
Okay.
Yes. That's I think it. I talked to you about that. I'll have to talk to you about that. There's ways to get more free ones.
Ooh.
Is that for a business account? That's really it. Got listeners now. Well, okay, there's a little bit more. If you have a friend who has a business account, ask them to check their email and send you a link, and then you become part of this chain where I send you a link, you sign up, mm-hmm. I get a free Echo, you send off the link to somebody else, they sign up, you get a free Echo. So it just follows this chain down. But it's also only good till the end of July. They have to sign up before the end of July.
Well, I know where the start of your chain is.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's totally me. I signed up back when they were giving away free Echoes for signing up.
I thought you were going to use work.
No. Well, technically, that I use the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have a business account. It doesn't cost anything to have a business account either. So I still have my Prime account. I'll go to Famous Last Word now. We're over the hour. Anthony, go.
The location, great location stuff. It was a good talk. Excited for the Magus game, whatever you want to call that, and the wizard one, the Harry Potter one. It's all fun. Also, Pokemon Go is awesome. And Anna, what are your famous last words?
Join one of your favorite mobile apps, and we might be able to play with you.
Be careful playing an AR game. You'll shoot your eye out.